The Traveler's Journal, September 17th, enjoying Oktoberfest. In the fall of 1810, Ludwig, crown prince of the Kingdom of Bavaria, married Princess Teresa. A massive fair was held on a swath of fields along Munich's southwest corner, and the whole city was invited. The idea proved so popular with Bavarians, they made it an annual event that's grown into the world's largest beer bash, a 16-day non-stop celebration. Despite its name, Oktoberfest actually begins on the last or next to last weekend in September, as is the case this year. Things start this Saturday morning about 11 when the huge horse-drawn beer wagons enter the fairgrounds on the fields now named after Princess Teresa. That evening, a huge folklore concert will be held. Many participants will join the great procession on Sunday morning as hundreds of marching bands move from Munich Center to the fairgrounds, accompanied by floats and much frivolity. The proportions of the main event are staggering. German breweries have erected a dozen huge tents, some seating 10,000 revelers. Arranged along four main avenues, the tents are surrounded by an ongoing carnival, complete with carousels, games, and hair-raising, gut-churning rides. But the consumption of beer is the primary activity. 5 million participants will consume 2 million gallons, along with mountains of sausage and grilled chicken. Oktoberfest afternoons are fairly relaxed, but evenings can get so rowdy, unaccompanied women are advised to proceed with caution. You'll find a wealth of travel resources at our site on the World Wide Web, travelersjournal.com. For American Information Radio, I'm David Baer.